I do have one announcement. Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, the Partridge Family will not appear today. However, Miss Bancock, the girls' phys ed coach, has agreed to step in and tell us about her crusade to get women into professional hockey.
Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs.
Hello, hi there. You are listening to show number... I don't know what show this is. I don't know what show this is. You see, what's happening is that I'm becoming lazier and lazier. Like, I have to multitask, you know what I'm saying? I don't have any help here. Do a fucking 100 things at the same time. And then I have to also talk and be, you know, my brilliant self. What show is this? It's show number 52. Hello, hi. I really wanted to tape right now because there's been a number of donations, and I just kind of wanted to say thank you to people who I haven't had the chance to say thank you to in any other way. So I'd like to say thank you to Hadass. Who else? Oh my God. Why don't I see other people that do shows and podcasts and radio and stuff? They have notes. They write things down. Some people write out a whole fucking show. They script the whole show from beginning to end. I, on the other hand, scratch my ass and say, oh, let me go do a fucking podcast. You see what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm trying to say? Do you know what I mean? Okay. Now I just spilled tea all over my... chair. You know what older women drink is tea. That's what you know, I did every drug there was to do in my teens. There's no use anymore. Do you know what I mean? Which was, you know, and that's another thing that I do is it'll be like God knows what time in the morning, and then I'll say to myself, well, you're about to pass out, you could either go to bed or tape a podcast. You know, as in show number 50, I decided to tape instead, which I was falling the fuck asleep like what I'm doing now. You have to ask yourself why, you know, and I do. I say, why? I say why. So, you know, I've been getting messages from, like, people saying, oh, have you been to this club? Have you been to that club? Have you been to this club? I would just like to say for the record here is I have stepped into every single nightclub in New York City at least once in my life. I've been to every Broadway, off-Broadway, on-Broadway show. I've been to every exhibit possible. I mean, I'm very close to the city, so, you know, I make the most of the culture. Okay, so, I'm looking here, and I would like to thank Hadass, Catherine, Danny, Terry, and Jackie for your very generous donations. I don't know what to say other than thank you. It's very humbling, you know, especially during these times. So I wanted to say thank you very much. And I won't say who, you know, of course everyone wants to be anonymous on the internet, but one of those people is another professor that I know of that listens to this show. And I don't know why a professor would be listening, why professors would be listening to this show. What I want to know is, are you learning anything? Do you find me brilliant? Or is it because you like to laugh at my expense? Our expense. I try to be mindful of the fact that I am not the only person that makes this show possible. So I try to say we as often as possible because it's not just me. You know what I'm saying? And then I get an email today of someone complaining that the new shirts for $12.99 are not economical enough. I don't know what to do. I can't sell them for a dollar. I don't know how low I would have to make the price in order to make this person happy. I don't know. $12.99? I don't know. That's lunch at the Chinese store, you know? And honestly, no one has ever complained about the price of the shirts, ever, because they know that, you know, you're supporting the show. And, you know, people just kind of want to give back, and that's their way of supporting. So I've been really lucky up until that email. Maybe it's a new person, I don't know. But I think I didn't really answer that email very nicely. I tried. I tried as best as I could to remain civil because I probably was about 17 shades of purple after I read it. Would you like me to give you my arm so that you can take my blood too? I don't know what you want. Don't know. Person, you know who you are. You want it to be the same price as an egg roll? What the hell do you want? Hi, let me get the Kung Po fucking beef. I don't even know what Kung Po is. Let me get the Mushu shrimp. Oh, and for the same price, why don't you throw in a Lesbian Mafia t-shirt? Do you know what I'm saying? It's you know what I mean? You know, and I hate to be a C-U-N-T, but you know, I did notice, because I got this message on MySpace, that the person was wearing a baseball hat, which probably cost more than the shirt. And you're supporting huge corporations that loot the country. I, on the other hand, do not loot the country. So when you spend $12.99, maybe I get a few dollars off of that shirt, and I can continue to be as wonderful and entertaining as I'm being right now. I can bring the light and love and joy into your life that listeners have come to expect from this program, all the light and joy. God, somebody, I can't take it. I don't understand what to do to please people all the time. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a box, and whichever side you turn, it doesn't matter because you're just facing another side of the square. That made no sense. But, that is a window into the mind of me. And, yeah. Okay.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
We had a dream, we'd go traveling together. We'd spread a little love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Hello. Hello, I'm just testing the sound out.
We'll make you testing happy. 1, 2, 3.
We'll make you happy. Hi, Nicole.
We'll make you happy.
Hello.
Hi, Sandals.
What took you so long?
To say hi. I can't, multitask too well. Never works.
Yeah, and they say that women are good multitaskers. That's a lie. If you want to do something crappy, then yeah, you could multitask.
I read one time in an article that the brain really can't, it's not made for multitasking. That the brain can't function on doing two things simultaneously, 100%. It can't perform 100% doing two things at the same time.
Well, then how about when you're eating her pussy and rubbing her tits? That's multitasking.
That's multitasking, yeah. I think I could do that.
That's so disgusting.
You're disgusting. Look what you do. Look what you bring up.
How are your parties?
You have no shame.
How are your parties going?
Very well, thank you for asking.
Let's do a little promoting. How are your parties?
Good.
I'm having a lot of trouble with the sound right now.
I know, I hear because you're going in and out. I get a lot of positive feedback on the music. DJ Rob De Niro is amazing.
Oh, God, are you kidding me? We're not doing that. How are your parties, Nicole? We're starting over.
They're good. They're going well.
Did you get a little bit more of a mature crowd? A little more mature?
Yes. 21 and over.
So what happened when somebody over 35 came in, you took that picture like they were in the zoo?
Yeah, I would find, like, the two people that look the oldest and put them together, even if they didn't know each other. I'll be like, oh, just make believe you know each other and smile, and I'll take the picture.
Yeah. And then you put it in your slideshow of your party?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, we got an older crowd now, and then you see a guy with, like, you know, an IV and a TPN getting fluids in the pictures. A lot older crowd.
This isn't funny. This is terrible.
This is terrible. You fucked it up.
Why? I hate you.
I hate you more.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing.
Hold on. Nothing's the same. Tell me why I feel this way. So what else? My grandmother's off the boat, and she makes her own Italian words. Your grandmother's not off the boat. She was born here, right?
Oh, yeah, she is off the boat. She was born in Salerno. You don't remember? She told you the whole story. She told you her whole life story.
Oh, yeah, right. Your mother was born here.
My mom was born here.
Okay, my mother's off the boat, too. But, you know, she speaks English her own way, but whatever, she speaks it.
Sure.
But my grandmother makes up words. Does your grandmother make up words?
Yeah. And she'll repeat it too. She'll be like a scarf, like you know. She'll add it and she'll drag it out.
Yeah, right.
She used to say, "Go sit on the stoop," and I used to tease her. And she said, "Go sit on the stoop, the stoop." I said, "What? I'm stupid?" She said, "No, go sit on the stoop." She'll cut words short.
Yeah, my grandmother turns the word stamp as stampa. Stampa.
The stampa.
Bag is bag. And then she wants to tell you to zip your jacket, zipper up your jacket. She says, "Zipper you jack."
They cut it short.
Zipper you jack.
That's more like Sicilian, though. Where in Italy are they, northern or?
From Rome.
The Sicilians, they usually cut everything. You know, my grandfather was born in Sicily, and my grandma.
I knew you were Sicilian, you bastard.
I'm Sicilian. I almost forgot I was Sicilian.
You're in the closet.
Right.
Yeah, I know Sicilians. They sign their checks with a knife. Zipper you jack.
What the fuck, I'm Puerto Rican and Spanish. From Spain. I'm four things. They were born in Spain and they came to, and they settled in Puerto Rico.
Well, that's what Puerto Rico is they settled from Spain, so.
Well, and Puerto Rico, they come from all over.
Yeah, Puerto Rico's an amalgamation.
It's very mixed.
Yeah.
Proper Spanish, and here it's like they butchered.
The Italians too, they come here and they turn into lowlives. I don't know what happens.
Oh my God.
What does this country do to beautiful cultures? This country destroys beautiful cultures. I don't know why.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
You like your, when I was in Europe, they look at you. I didn't want to pass as an American, so I would speak Spanish because I didn't want to speak English, you know?
Yeah.
Because I didn't want them to know I was American. And I saw how they would treat, you know, stupid Americans and how they would treat people who they thought were from Europe.
Yeah, and you know what I would like to just, you know, make just a quick comment here about is you know how everybody gets on our back because we don't know about country. We don't know every detail about other countries. We don't know every detail about them. I would like to know, do they know about every country in the world? Do they know all of the details about every remote country in this world? Of course, everybody has to know about
history.
Well, everybody has to know about America because we're a superpower, right?
Right.
But do people that complain that we don't know anything because we're in our own world and all this other stuff, do they know about how many, you know, what the population is in the Congo? Do they know what the population is in Peru? Do you see what I'm driving at?
Yeah. Do they know fucking Africa?
Yeah, I got on Tasha's back for that. Do they know the landmark in where? Give me a place.
In Uganda?
In Okinawa?
You know, do they know where Ethiopia came from, the name?
Probably not. Probably not.
Do they know?
They don't know all the details that you...
No, they don't know.
No, everybody knows about America because you have to. Because you have to know about Ponzi schemes. How do you, you know, you have to know who's destroying the world. I mean, you got to know these things.
Yeah. Come on. Anyway...
You're doing another party, right?
Yes, I am. Well, it's more like an event. Yeah, it's a party. It's a boat ride. So that's
a cruise, a boat ride. Right. You make it sound like you're in a
cruise to try and please all the lesbians.
That's an
going to be real fun to put together.
That's an oxymoron. Satisfied lesbians.
Satisfied lesbians.
Content lesbians.
Non-complaint lesbians.
It's better little love and it will keep moving on.
You know, Lindsay and that person broke up.
Really?
Publicly.
I
hate to laugh. I feel so bad for Lindsay. I really do. And I know we talk shit about her, but I feel bad for her. That's the truth.
I do. I feel bad for her. I read something that there was like a restraining order.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
Yeah, I think
it got a little out of control.
Yeah, she wanted to stay 100 feet away or something. Hold on. I'm going to find her blog. Hold on. Lindsay. Yeah.
It's a typical lesbian relationship.
They really are typical. Maybe she really is a lesbian.
Yeah, I honestly, after I heard like they were fighting in the hotel room and breaking things and smashing things, I'm like, yeah, that's a typical lesbian relationship.
Typical lesbian.
A dysfunctional lesbian relationship. Like, I heard she ran out of the hotel room and she was like, don't do this to me, don't do this to me.
Yeah, no. Typical lesbian social retard drama, because we're social retards. Because the world rejects us, so we don't have a chance to develop emotionally, so we're social retards. This is what you get, world. This is what you get for excluding us. You get social...
What did she blog about it?
You get social fucking retards. All right, hold on, because she blogs on her MySpace.
You know, this fucking kid, the way they parked, they left no space for me to park my car. And now, when I'm blocking the garage, like, they better not wake me up to move my car. Because this is their fault. They left me no room, Sandy. Nothing. And what do they want me to do? Like, to fuck up my car? To scratch my car up?
Hold on, this is Lindsay's music. Hold on.
Oh, God.
The name of the song is I'm Just a Little Bossy.
I don't like it at all. It's been on her page for like 7 months. It's going nowhere. She needs to get a script.
I like the song.
Again.
And we can't be sued because we're on radio stations now, so we can't be sued.
What do you mean?
Well, I can play music now because, you know, we're on three radio stations, so we have those licensing rights.
Oh, that's good, good. I don't like it, though.
You know, it blows, but I like it, you know, anyway.
I like her, but I want her to do well.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the bottom line is you do want her to, you do root for her, right? I mean, but...
Yeah, I'm just going to say that I do root for her, but...
It's just very disappointing. It's very disappointing. I think it's because I didn't really believe she was gay. So I guess, you know, time will tell if she really is or not.
I think because people are focusing too much on her personal life. That
well, how can you not? You know, they're all over the place, all coked out. How do you know?
Yeah, sad.
Well, she's young, you know. I mean, honestly, if what is she?
How old is she? She's like 23. Maybe.
Oh, well, she's old enough to know better, but, I mean, if I would have gotten into any kind of showbiz at 21, I would have been a fucking mess, a hot fucking mess. If my shit...
You are a mess.
No, let me... I'm still a mess now, yeah, but no, my shit was crazy when I was, like, in my teens and 20s. God forbid I was, like, you know, in any kind of showbiz or entertainment, they would have a field day on my ass, because my life was totally chaotic. And being gay was 100 times more chaotic. You know, she really is. I hate to, you know, be superficial, but she is gorgeous. She really is.
She is. She's very pretty.
Now, this is still January. Music is comforting. Okay. This is from March 24th.
Okay.
I love this song. I love Heads Will Roll off this record. I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know. I don't see any blog. I thought she blogged about the breakup publicly.
You probably heard about it.
I'll have to go find out what happened on the delisted.
You're so addicted to that site.
I haven't been on there in a few weeks. I have to go check it out. The truth of the matter is I talk shit about Lindsay because, you know, that type of behavior where, you know, like crazy drug behavior should be criticized because it's not cool. A lot of young people look up to her. So that was, you know, but ultimately I would love nothing more than to see her be healthy and gay and have a good, decent life without having people drag her down.
Yeah.
Some people are just poison.
But what it is too, they were probably high and fighting that they just really forgot that people are watching them.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, at some point you just don't care anymore.
Right, but especially, no, because when you're sober, you're a little bit more aware, you're a little bit more conscious, you know, of what you're doing. But when you're high, it's like everything goes out the window. You don't care. It's like the impulsive behavior comes out. So they must have been brawling for it to get to that level where there's like a restraining order.
Yeah, there must have been some ass kicking going on up in that piece.
There must have been some Chris Brown up in that piece.
Because I know when I was in my teens and early 20s, forget it, shit was crazy. It was crazy.
Crazy.
Things were fucking crazy in my house.
I concur.
I'm not even going to front. So whatever, I can criticize Lindsay because I know what's up.
Because seriously, like you get older, you learn that. You know, people could really, the other person could really call the cops and put in a domestic abuse. And I would have no hesitation to call.
Well, personally, I don't think that a woman is a true lesbian unless she's been arrested at least once. I just don't believe you're gay.
You know? Yeah.
Unless you've been arrested.
Into custody. It's true. They get under your skin.
I have
to
check.
It's like they make you snap. It's like they turn you into this person that you never thought you would really be. You know?
Yeah, that's true. Because Lindsay had scandal, but she didn't have scandal like this. And they always put a microscope up these young girls' asses. You don't see them following around Zach fucking faggoty Efron. You don't see them following him around and embarrassing his ass. But they'll embarrass his girlfriend, Vanessa Hudgens, for posing nude or whatever.
Right.
You know, but what was your point? I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying, like, I forgot my point.
I'm sorry.
When you're in a relationship, especially when it's two women, it's very emotional, and sometimes it can be highly charged.
I think maybe because they're gay, she got extra press, too, don't you?
Right, yeah. Yeah, of course. Probably questioning her sexuality, but after the stories we heard, she's definitely a lesbo. I mean,
you think?
I don't know. You can't really tell Hollywood. They're so warped.
Yeah, most people in Hollywood are bi. They're not really gay.
Right. So they could go either way. In a relationship, when they press your buttons, they make you do things that you wouldn't really normally do.
Oh, yeah. Who, women?
Yeah.
Yeah, women aren't happy until you punch them up.
It's like they won't get it. Like they think they could just cross all boundaries and have no consequences. So it's like, what are you left to do when they tread all over you? Like,
yeah. I think
kind of like you have to defend yourself.
I think that's why lesbians are crazy, because women know exactly how to push a woman's buttons.
They know exactly what to do.
Yeah, men don't have that talent because they're not as in tune.
They're not as emotional.
Yeah, so they don't understand.
Women are emotional, and we're very reactive.
Men are reactive, too.
Well, they get explosive. They'll react, but it's like, I think it takes them a while. Like, it builds up. Where women are just like, they're just like firing at each other. I was just Googling, like, lesbian relationships. And when you Google lesbian relationships, you know what pops up?
What?
Lesbian abuse.
Oh, wow. Isn't that crazy?
Like, the whole thing is, like, abusive relationships, lesbian abuse. Like, they're starting to report more and more on abusive relationships, and not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, you know?
You got to hand it to her, though, because she was really balls out about this relationship. She may have played with the media and not really given the exact terms that they were looking for.
Yeah, but she probably really loved her. That's what happens when you love someone.
That's what happens when you fall in love with somebody who buys you 8 balls.
For Christmas.
But she was balls out. You got to give her that shit.
Yeah, poor Lindsay.
She was out there in the open, in the public eye, just being her gay self. And then having, a really crazy relationship. Yeah, I guess not everybody can be Ellen and Portia, right?
No. Like, they were going out for a long time, so this just, like, recently got worse and escalated, so maybe it is the drugs.
I'm not going to be happy until she shaves her head and smashes the car with an umbrella. I have such mixed feelings about her, because my little niece was in love with her, and so it's, if it's just adults, you don't give a shit what they do with their life. But, unfortunately, when you're a young teen and you're on the Disney Channel and things like that, yeah, people do look at your life. That's what's messed up, Thank God she kind of took herself out of that child idol thing.
Yeah.
And now Hannah Montana.
That's not how she started off, though. She started off with Disney.
Yeah, and that little movie that she did with Tyra, I loved that. That was so good.
Yeah.
And so, look, and I get letters from teens all the time.
Oh, my God. You have a huge teen fan base. They all look up to. They don't have anyone to look up to. Especially if it's, when they called in. That was so sweet.
Yeah, and I get letters from them all the time talking about how their parents just found out that they're gay and they're forcing them to read the Bible and they're drowning themselves in any kind of drug or alcohol that's around, usually the cheapest and most accessible, whatever they can do to just kind of lose themselves from reality because they can't deal with what's happening to them. So, when you see gay people in the media, just totally, she never asked to be a role model. So you can't blame her.
But she's not, there's a responsibility that you have to the public.
But it's unfortunate because she can't help that she's in a fucked up place. She can't help that she's in a fucked up place right now. But unfortunately, when you're in the public eye like that, it's like you become this person that people look up to. And then especially if you have very young people looking up to you, 8-9-year-old girls. Yeah, it's like you really don't want them being in the public eye like that,
Yeah, check yourself. It's hard.
Yeah. Look, let me tell you something. If I was 21 and they were, the poppy were on my fucking ass like that, forget it. They would have completely destroyed my life. She obviously has a much thicker skin than I would have had. I would have been a hot fucking mess. If I was already drinking, casually, I would have probably ended up turning up into an alcoholic because of how they harass these young girls,
These kids really aren't mentally prepared.
And they have fucked up parents.
And their parents are all la-la.
Because look at Raven. Her father is very involved in everything he does. He's, disciplinarian. He's very, he's a normal human being. And you know who Raven is.
That's so Raven.
Yeah, you don't see her ass getting mixed up in bullshit like this.
And because those black parents don't play. even Beyonce, her parents.
Her father's fucked up too.
Screwed up, but you know what? She's not.
She's not. She ended up with that thing that she's with.
I know, but I'm just saying, she's not a whore.
Right.
They are core values.
It's true. Yeah.
In the industry, they're starting to get them, young. And before, that was almost illegal. It was a huge thing.
Yeah.
Get a teen, it's like a huge responsibility, a liability.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the kid makes bad decisions, and they're lost. And then they wind up sniffing shit up their nose and posing in Playboy.
Hmm.
Sad.
Who wouldn't like to have the Lindsay before all this mess? Who wouldn't have liked to have her as the face of part of lesbian culture? She's so beautiful and...
I know. It's like they almost like that she's fucked up and a lesbian.
Yeah, she's got a great sense of humor. She's a wonderful actress, talented. pretty everything. I mean, she would have been such a nice face to have represent a certain part of lesbian culture, and it's just so sad to have seen that kind of get lost.
Well, maybe we'll have hope. Maybe she'll just pull out of it. Maybe she'll find someone who's clean.
Yeah, it's like sad to just watch her crash and burn. It really is.
Because they're not going to respect her until she starts respecting herself.
You think a lot of her drug use has to do with her sexuality?
I used to. I think now a lot of her drug use has to do a lot with who she's hanging out with. If you're in a relationship where your partner's using drugs, you're going to use. It's very obvious. So maybe for a while she was clean because of being with her, and then they probably, you know, I read something too, like the father was saying, you know, that Sam slips her drinks under the table, you know, when the girl's in recovery, AA.
Oh my God, wow.
Yeah, and like parents know, even though he's crazy and he has his own agenda, they know.
Mm.
They know what's going on. It's sad.
Yeah, well, good that she got that monkey off her back, that's all I can say.
That monkey did her a favor. She'll look at it like that.
I want to know the real story.
Nice role in a movie.
Yeah, hopefully she'll land some movie or something, right?
Yeah, like a Mean Girls 2 or something.
Maybe Tina Fey will take some pity on her and make another, like a Mean Girls 2.
Yeah, or something else. Because she's really good in those roles. She's very blockbuster, you know?
Okay, wait. I'm going to the D-Listed to see if I could find out what happened. Oh my God, D-Listed is so funny when they write about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Whatever happened to her?
I
got kids.
Yeah, you know, women, once they have children, everything just goes out the window.
Maybe Lindsay should adopt some kids from Africa. Poor Madonna.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to get, you know, we need to follow that trend. Only thing is, we need their money to do it. You know, being that they told Madonna that she can't adopt another kid. That she can't adopt another pet, because it's not like she really takes care of them the way a person does. We could adopt them for her, and she could siphon us the money.
Right.
Okay, here is, everything will be okay, because Blohan brought the Ginge back. I don't know what that is. I guess she figured that the easiest way to wash off all of Samro's chojudges was to dye her ratty weave.
What did she dye? Oh, poor Lindsay.
Wash that Leslie right out of her fake hair. So it doesn't really say much. Poor Lindsay. Well, anyway, we root for here. The lesbian mafia roots for Lindsay. And we hope that now that she got rid of that thing, like it was like a toenail that fell off that got hit by a hammer.
Right.
You know when the toenails fall off? Now that she got rid of her like that, maybe she has a chance to, you know, like Whitney got rid of Bobby. Hopefully, well, I don't know if there's any hope there.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing.
You know what I can't stand? Couples that don't match.
Yeah.
When a male and female get together and they don't match, like they still have the fact that they're opposites.
Right.
Going for them, do you know what I mean? But when two women get together and they don't match, and you know what bothers me is that they don't care that they don't match. They still stay in their relationship. They don't match. They know they don't match. And it makes me uncomfortable.
Wait, is it messed up to say that they don't match physically?
Yeah, I think it might be a whole aura thing. It might be a...
It throws me off, because then it's like distracting. I know it's like, it sounds superficial and shallow, but it's like distracting to really see, like, maybe they do have like a lot of things in common and they're really compatible.
Yeah, like it bothers me. Like I
me too.
I struggle with it. I really struggle.
Me too. I hate, why are things like this bothering me? I have a couple that doesn't match physically. I know them. But, like, they're so compatible, they get along really well, you know, but, like, they're, like, the odd couple.
No, I think choosing a girlfriend, you should at least choose one that sort of matches. Like, would you wear... like, would you wear...
With polka dots.
Right, would you wear a polka dot shirt with brown shoes? No, you wouldn't. You should at least have the same consideration when picking a girlfriend. Why? Why don't you pick a girlfriend that at least matches you in some way?
I agree. My ex, like, we looked like each other. Not really, but we resembled each other. Like, we would go out and people thought we were sisters or cousins.
Yeah, that's called fagging.
What?
That's called fagging. When you date somebody that looks... Yeah, when you date somebody that's exactly the same that you are.
I like girls that look like me.
Yeah, I've done that. I've done that, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I go in cycles. I'll date a girl that looks like me, in dark brown eyes, you know, like a little bit like Latin, Italian, and then I'll get sick of her. Or after we break up, and then I'll go for the total opposite.
Well, total opposite in what, hair color and eye color?
Yeah.
Somebody called in and said they wanted us to talk about women, lesbians dating straight women. You don't really date straight women. I've done it in the past.
I don't. I will never.
Like, yeah, in my early 20s, I was into straight girls, yeah.
Yeah.
I was into any girl.
Right, but they're not straight, though, Sandy. They're not straight. They're bi.
Yeah,
they're
bi. Well, that one that had a husband, she was straight. What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just saw her husband in the neighborhood a couple... Oh, my God, I didn't tell you. I just saw her... I just saw my ex's husband.
And what happened?
Nothing. He tried to talk to me, but I pretended that I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, you would do that.
And I talked
to
him...
You're really good at that.
Yeah, and I talked to him as if I didn't know who he was. Like, he was talking to me, and I answered him... he asked me, he said, oh, you know, it's cold out here tonight, right? And I was like, yeah, it is. You know, and I, that whole conversation that we had while I was waiting for my order.
Was this just before?
No, it was the other night.
So
we had like a mini conversation, and that whole conversation, I pretended I had no idea who he was. Because I don't want to know who he is. And I'm sorry that I ever did know who he was. I actually wanted to turn around and say sorry, you know?
Right, right.
Bad judgment call. What are you going to do, you know? That made me very... It upset me. It really did, actually. Because then I think about her. And she's a cunt. It's like 10 years later, and I still think she's a cunt. That's the mark she left on me. I hate this part right here. I hate this part right here.
Oh, so what do you think? What's the end result of couples that don't match?
I think they stay together forever. And then you end up having to get new friends.
Yeah, that's so annoying.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Dependent. Huh?
That was a joke. It was a yoke.
Nobody.
They're so annoying. And then they pretend that they have no idea that they don't match.
Oh my God.
That's like putting on, you know, a green, yellow, and mauve striped, striped shirt with yellow pants. Then you pretend that you're like, you pretend that you match. You know, like, you know when you don't match, when you're wearing something that doesn't match, unless you're an idiot.
Right.
You know that you don't match with your girlfriend.
And my friend told me, she goes, oh, I know we don't match. She's like, we are such an odd couple. And I'm like, in my head, yeah, you are. And instead I'm like, really? Because what are you going to say to that, you know, like. Yeah, she knows.
Well, that's like putting on a hat with a helicopter thing on top of it. And then you say, I know I look crazy. Well, take it off. Find a girlfriend that matches. It's like leaving your house wearing two different shoes.
Go to make plans with her.
Yeah.
And I'm making plans with her, and then she has to throw in her girlfriend. I'm like, you know, you want to catch up with a friend for coffee? I want to spend quality time with my friend, and it's like she drags her girlfriend into it. And then asking for a coffee for you and your girlfriend, just you. It's like very codependent.
What are we? Are we change? Are we switching topics right now?
I don't know.
So you're saying
maybe we are.
What are you saying, that you? It's annoying that you can't hang out with your friend.
Yeah, codependent and attached at the hip.
Yeah, well, I can't stand any couple like that. They're so annoying.
Isn't that annoying?
Oh,
that they
God.
Don't have separate lives.
It's like they're doing a triathlon. No, no. What do you call that? When you tie your legs together and then you do the whole thing. But
I don't know what that is. I know what that is, but I don't know what it's called. They're just like Siamese. They're attached.
Yeah, but what do you call that game when they you tie the legs together and then you run arm in arm like that?
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about. I don't remember.
That should be the picture in the dictionary when you look up lesbian.
With a foil hat, polka dots.
Yeah, and then the other one's wearing a helicopter hat. What are you going to do, you know? My grandmother gave me palms. She gave me palms from church. And then she walks miles in the cold by herself. I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
Why do you have to cough? What I want to understand...
When you look up a picture in the dictionary of a lesbian couple.
What I want to know is why you can't learn to hook up your microphone so that we can sound normal. And then I don't have to scream so that you can hear me. Because I sound like I'm yelling at everybody.
When you go above a certain volume, I hear it skip, like it pauses.
Yeah, well, everybody else respects people. Nobody respects me.
Well, I have to learn the program one thing at a time.
All right. Okay, goodbye.
Hello, world, hear the song that we're singing.
Okay, so thank you for tuning in, and I forgot to mention at the beginning that a lovely friend, Kiko Lombardi from the Visitronics Music Podcast, sent over a produced version of my PC love song, so I will close off the show with that. I like to call that song my torch song. It's one of my many voices. I hope that that you appreciate the love that was put into that work. And you can find Kiko on Visitronics.com. Don't you love that name? Visitronics, Visitronix.com. And he is a lovely light beam in the dark world of cunt-ass, jealous fucker podcasters. So definitely tune in. We like friendly people who aren't cunts. We like them. So I'm going to exit for the moment here. And you can find us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. You can get us on Twitter. I do silly things on Twitter very often. Twitter.com/The Lesbian Mafia. And I'm also on Facebook. I had to make a fan page after like 600 or 700, after like hundreds of you people added on the first Facebook. They ended up shutting the page down, so you can get us on Facebook. I post the link in the MySpace bulletins often, so it's the Lesbian Mafia fan page. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. With the sit on my Facebook. Like, whatever. I can't. And not only that, it is so inferior to the other, like, whatever. I'm not going to start dissing it when I'm using it, but I don't like sit on my Facebook. All right, so we will talk at you again very soon. I can't stand your guts, you dumb motherfucker. You're just so fucking stupid. I can't deal with the fact that you're a cunt, you fucking cunt face, cunt hole. I think you're a bitch, you stupid cunt. Go to fucking hell.
Don't come back, you fucking bitch, 'cause I think you're a fucking hoe. Fucking hoe. I think you're a bitch, you stupid fuck. I don't wanna know your name. I hate your face, you fucking cunt. As ugly as a fucking ass crack. I can't stand your face, you fucking bitch. Can't stand your face. Fuck your mother in her ass. Punch her in her pussy.
Please, mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. 'Cause I'm a lesbian, I don't like nothing swinging between their legs. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, I don't know why God gave me eggs. When I have sex, it's fun and clean, and no man can jump in between. No, they talk behind my back and criticize my life, but I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. As I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane than Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick.
When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.